Okay, today's daf is Sukkah Daf Ches, and we are on Zion Amud Beis, and we are at Amar Rebbe Yochanan. Amar Rebbe Yochanan. We just mentioned a couple of shitas which the Gemara puts together, but as we pointed out from the Rishonim, the Ritva, the Ran, it's not that they say the same shita, but they are all linked in a certain larger thematic way in the world of Sukkah, Diras, Keva, Be'ina. The Gemara specifically said that that is the svar for a number of the shitas, including Rabbi Yehuda, the first shita in the Masechta, Rabbi Yehuda that holds that a roof could be above 20 amos, that's Diras Keva, but then the Gemara linked the other machlokos as well in a flexible way. But again, as we said, it's not that we hold like them, it's not like they're the exact same shitas. Tosfos is Lashon also, Al Karchach Ein Shavin, they're not exactly equal. You know, each of them do not have to hold like the other one, right? Dalet Amos and Circle and on a wagon, right? All these shitos and how many walls. That is all different machlokos, but the Gemara just linked it in a flexible way. Okay, so now we get to Amar Reb Yochanan. As we mentioned, today's Amud Aleph is math discussion. Math discussion relating to circles and squares. And it starts with Reb Yochanan. Amar Reb Yochanan. Sukkah ha'asuya kekivshan. A sukkah that it's made like an oven. And ovens in those days seem to be round. So a sukkah that's made round. So we had earlier, a couple of lines ago, that's why this Gemara is here. But there is a daya that says a sukkah, right, the previous sheet of Achirim, a sukkah that's made round is psula, because it needs zavios, it needs corners. We don't paskin that way. We paskin that it can be round. But there's just a certain minimum requirement of size. So, if you make it like a kivshan, so Rabbi Yochanan says, im yesh behek keifa kedei leishiv ba, chav dalar b'nei adam, if it has in its circumference the size that 24 people could sit on its circumference, kshera, that's the minimum. You have to have 24 people able to sit around on its circumference. Vim la psula, and if not, it's pasul. So that's the minimum size. So our job over the next couple of minutes is to figure out how big we know what the smallest sukkah is for squares and for rectangles. We know 7x7 tfachim, we know dalet by dalet amas, shitas Rebbe. So what is Rabbi Yochanan holding? Right, Mistami doesn't hold like a different opinion. Mistami holds like one of the opinions like that we have said already. So which is the shita of Rabbi Yochanan? So we're going to have to try to convert the circumference of 24 around to the measurements that we have had already. Once we're just talking about a circle, just the one Dvar Agada of the day. We'll get it, we'll be Yotzei, our Dvar Agada, and that is the Gemara at the end of Maseches Tainis, which talks about that in the future, La'asilavo, all of the tzaddikim are going to be in a circle. Going to be in a circle. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is going to be in the middle of the circle. And they're all going to be pointing to him, Kaviyachol, with clarity of vision. Amar Balazar, the Gemara says at the end of Tainus, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asos Machol LaTzadikim. Hashem is going to make a circle, a Machol for Tzadikim. And Vehu Yoshe Beinayim B'Gan Eden. He's going to be in the middle, between them in Gan Eden. And each one of them will be pointing with his finger. Does that mean literally pointing with a finger? Let's just read the Pasuk. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Yeshayo, V'yomer bayomahu, it will be said on that day, Hinei Elokeinu Zeh, this is our God, Kivinu lo v'yoshienu, we have hoped for him, and he has saved us, Zeh, and he will save us, Zeh Hashem kivinu lo, Nagila v'nismacha b'shuaso. That is the Pasuk. And why do we say Mare be'etzbo? Because, this week's Parsha, whenever it says the word Zeh, it always means clarity. It always means so clear that you could point to it. That's why in this week's Parsha, by Machzaz HaShekel, it says, Zeh, and the Gemara darshins, that Moshe Rabbeinu was shown a matbea shel ish, a matbea of fire, and that's the Zeh, that's the clarity. Or by Menorah, right, it also uses the lashon of Zeh, because Moshe Rabbeinu was shown, whenever you're shown something, and then it becomes clear, that reflects clarity. And the source of all of that is the beginning of Parshas Matos, where Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Zeh Adavar Shatziva Hashem, or Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, these are the halachas of Nidarim, and Rashi quotes there at the beginning of Parshas Matos, that all the other Nevi'im were Misnabe Biko, Ko Amar Hashem, while Moshe Rabbeinu was Misnabe B'Zeh, Zeh Hadavar. Why? Because Zeh is clarity. And Moshe Rabbeinu had the ultimate clarity. That's one of the Animamins, one of the four differences between Moshe Rabbeinu and all the other Nevi'im, as the Rambam writes in Pirush Mishnayos and Sanhedrin, and Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, that Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't Bechidos. It was clarity. He saw. That's the Zeh. So the Sadiqim, Lasalavo, will also have that clarity. They'll be able to say, Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be in the middle of the circle. The Chafetz Chaim on that Gemara says, there are a couple of other messages about the Tzadikim being in a circle around the Kadosh Baruch Hu, being in the Machol. First of all, he says, every point on the circumference of a circle, as we're talking about today, is equidistant from the center. So every tzaddik will realize that they are no closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than any other tzaddik and any other Jew. And therefore, that will be needed for the Achdus Shebo. So everybody is equidistant. Number two, you need every point on the circle in order to complete the circle. If I'm missing any point, then the whole circle falls apart. So that's number two. We'll realize that every person, every co-tzaddik, will be needed as well. Number two. And number three, it doesn't say this explicitly. It says Hashem will have them in a circle and they'll be pointing. But Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo, usually when you, Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo sounds like it's a song. So Chafetz Chaim says they'll be singing and dancing. When you dance in a circle, you go into the position that your friend was just in that space, in that position. So not only will everyone realize the equidistant and realize the necessity of each point, but they will experience the Avodas Hashem of the other tzaddikim. And they will realize that that is also required and needed for the Shlemus of Am Yisrael. So that's the circle Gemara at the end of Masechas Tainis. Many a Siyum of Masechas Tainis has quoted that Chafetz Chaim. Okay, now we get back to our Halachic Gemara. And that is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, the minimum size of the circle, a circle is kosher to have for a sukkah, but the minimum size is where the circumference has 24, the size of 24 people sitting on the outside of the circumference. So, again, now we get into how do we translate this, how do we put this into other measurements that we've had already. So the Gemara says 24 people is a very large circumference. So what is it? So what's the largest shear of sukkah that we've had already? That's Sheet of Rebbe. We had it on Daf Gimel. We had it here on Amud Beis up above. So the Gemara says, come on, ka Rebbe. Da Amar kol sukkah. Is this like Rebbe? Is Rebbe Yochanan holding like Rebbe Shita? Da Amar, who holds kol sukkah she'ein ba dalar amos al dalar amos psula. Is he holding like Rebbe? Because that's the largest shear that we have. And if you don't have 4x4 amos, it is puzzle. But that also is not big enough. Why, Michdi? Let's do the math. Gavra ba'amsa yasif. First given, is that everybody takes up an amma of space. Gavra ba'amsa yasif. Amma of space. So therefore, the circumference of the circle that is required is going to be 24 amos. We're going to change that in the middle of Amud Aleph, but that's the first suggestion, that a gavra is 24 amos. If you look, we have this back in Maseches Yuma, and we have this in the Ritva here. Interesting, but didn't we learn that the minimum size of a sukkah, of a mikvah, is 40 sa'ah, which is amma by an amma by 3 amos. Amma by amma by 3 amos. So does that fit with amsa be gavra ba amsa yasev? He's sitting in one little space. So if you remember, we mentioned then in the Tosfos of Maseches Yuma, yes, the shear is if you bend, if you squeeze into the space, but that's what the Chazal understand, that yes, there is that's the minimum shear of a person fitting in, and that's the mikvah, and that's what the Gemara, the Rishonim work out how the mikvah shear works out with this shear. Okay, but let's go. Michti, gavra b'amsa yasev. A person takes up the space of an amma. So the outside circumference of Rabbi Yochanan's circle is 24 amos. So 1 second. So what's the square that we can relate that to? The rule is kol yesh be'kefo shlosha tvachim yesh barochav tefach. Any circle that has a circumference of 3 will have a diameter of 1. That's what we call pi. It's really 3.14. The Gemara says 3. So is that to mean that the Gemara wasn't exact? Is that to mean that Chazal did not realize pi? So the Rishonim already discusses, and they say no. The Rishonim say the Gemara rounds off. Don't worry about the 0.14. You're right, it's 1 to 3, the Gemara says. But there's no reason to say that they didn't know pi. Let's just finish the line and then we'll talk about it a little more. So the Gemara says, a person takes up an amma of space and the ratio of diameter to circumference is 1:3. So if you have a circle whose circumference is 24, right, it has to be 24 people, Rabbi Yochanan says, so 24 amos, so how big is the diameter inside? Let's go Rebbe Shita. Rebbe says that your square is 4x4, dollar by dollar amos. So if you have that square in the circle, so the circle circumscribing that square is going to be 12. That's nowhere near 24 that Rabbi Yochanan requires. So the Gemara says, Betracer Sagi, 12 should be enough. The largest sukkah shear that we've had so far is Rebbe, who is 4x4 amos. 4x4 amos, so if you put that inside the circle, so 4 is the diameter, and then the circumference is going to be 3 times 3. That's going to be the most 12. That's nowhere near 24. So what is Rabbi Yochanan hold like? That's the first question that we're going to deal with. So just relating to the pi issue, the Sefer HaChinuch says in, when he deals with measurements, very important Sefer HaChinuch, in Reish Nun Ches, the Isser of ripping people off with weights and measures. Shalola Honos, Bemidos, V'chol Amidos Bechlal. Ripping people off, the Parshas Kedoshim. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shalola Honos, Bemidos, Halach, V'hayavish, V'lo B'moznayim. I'm not allowed to trick people with dry measures, with moist measures, or on a scale, right, using weighted chips, ubichlam midos, ugamke bimidas hakarkos. If I'm measuring anything, karkav chodavar nimdad bebene adam. If I'm measuring something out for somebody, so that is all up, it is circle on begadim, vechayotzeven, losasu, avel, bamishpad, bamido, bamishkolav, amsura. And we go through each one, and then he goes through various shiurim of chazal, and then he says, vitizkar imze, ki aklalim shekilalu chachavim zechronon levracha, bin yoni cheshbon. Keep in mind, what Chazal have said throughout Shas, different measurements, that this equals this and this equals that, kigon. First one on the list is ours. Masha amru, kal amsa beribua, amsa v'trei chumshe balachzona. As we're going to see soon, that if somebody has a side of a square, so then to get its diagonal inside the square, as we'll see, is 1.4, 1 2/5, as the Gemara calls it. V'chol she'ish be'akeif ha'shlosha t'vachem, yish b'rochav tefach, as we just said, 1 to 3 for diameter versus circumference. V'chein kama ruba yosar le'igol, all the different shiurim, you should know, says the Sefer HaChinuch, that Chazal weren't always exact, because that's not what they were interested in. Shalo amru zecharno l'avracha al ha'kivun ha'gamur, kiyum b'keiruv, they rounded. Vilachain, and therefore, don't use these exact measurements when you're dealing with business, when you're dealing with transactions between people, because there you have to be exact. Don't take what Chazal said in the Gemara for dealing with business. Al tismoch bazeh b'chalukas hadvarim bein b'nei adam. V'yal titamen, don't wonder, eich yichtuvu davar bilti mechuvan v'hein anshei emes. Chazal are anshei emes. So how can we say they didn't talk in an exact fashion? No. Elokim nitzav ba'adatam. Right, Hashem is in the with Chazal. Why? Ki heim lo nitzruchu ela cheshbonos. They didn't need to be so exact. Ki im becheshbon. What were they measuring? Tchum Shabbos, Zrias Kilayim, Nitiyasam. So it was a totally Torah concept. So they could round and be machmir a little bit. There's nothing wrong with that. They have that authority. Ubazem ashalo kivnu bo mevi oslan ode chumra. Veinu mazik l'shom adam b'mamono. Right, we're not hurting anybody. Chazal wasn't hurting anybody by rounding and saying, oh, tchum Shabbos is this, or this is the measurement of a sukkah. V'yavo b'ish kain, and even though that's true, he'idu b'ro makom os elu, shenachesh b'mutuk l'ksham. And many times, Chazal himself says they're not being exact, like we're going to have in a Pesach in a couple of lines. Lo duck. They weren't exact. V'chayotzi b'zeh sh'odiyana b'chol makom, sh'lo nitzle b'hem mi'ut ha'hashkacha v'yediya b'davar mikol advarim. Don't think that Chazal didn't know the exact nature of mathematic formula. They did, and when they didn't, weren't so exact in the Gemara, says the Sefer HaChinuch, they knew that. But for our purposes, all you have to be is from one to three. That's number one. Number two, the other important discussion to mention is the related is the Tosfos HaRosh. We mentioned this back in Erev in Daf Yudalid, where this Gemara also comes up. With the Gemara there says The Gemara quotes the principle that we just said. 1 to 3 is the relationship between diameter and circumference. And the Gemara asks, "Mino ani mili? How do you know that?" And the Gemara quotes Psukim from the Yamshul Shlomo, from the big mikvah that Shlomo HaMelech built in the Beis HaMikdash. The measurements and based on the Psukim. So I asked the Zarash, isn't that just math? What do you need to quote a Pasuk in Chumash for? Mino ani mili? What do you have to quote Mino ani mili for? So the Zarash says this exact point. How do you know that you could round? How do you know that you have to be so exact? That's what the Gemara is asking. Because if you do the measurements, it rounds. It's not exactly 1 to 3.14. It's 1 to 3. That's what the Gemara is asking there in Erevin. V'niratali lefarish, lefisha eina davar mechuvan. Shehekev hu yoser begimel tfachim. Kaboy talmuda, minan emili. Minayin lachu chachamim litin gvul umida ledavar echad. How can Chazal say that? Afal pish, eina mechuvan, elash adavar karav lios mechuvan. Even though it's not exact, that's what the Gemara is really asking over there. So that's the Tosas, that's the Sefer Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Nun Ches, and the Tosas Arash there in Erevin Daf Yudal. The Vilna Gaon, as we mentioned then as well, you can't do this Gemara without mentioning the Vilna Gaon, says this is true that they rounded, but there is a hint. There's a hint to pi, which Chazal did not mention in the Gemara, but it is based on the Psukim. If you look there in Sefer Malachim, where the sources are quoted in Erevin, where the Gemara tries to find the measurements. So the Pasuk uses the phrase, the Kav Shloshim Ba'ama. The Kav, the line was 30 Amos. And if you look in Vekav, it's a Kri and a Ksiv. Vekav is what is read. We read Vekav, but really it's written with an extra hey. Vekava Shloshim Ba'ama. Vav Kuf Vav Hey. Says the Gra, that the difference between kava with the hay and without the hay is 111 to 106, the gematria, which is the exact ratio of 3 and 3.14. So therefore, even though it's not mefurish and chazal rounded, but the hint, sheshavehu b'diyuk liyacha shel ahefrish bein shir ahekev kvimashu b'metzias, shumat pachos mi pi shalosh v'shvias miyakoter. Okay, that's the graph that if you look hard enough, you'll find even hints to the actual shiurim in these contexts. Okay, so now we're back to the Gemara, and then we'll get back to some other points as well. But now we have to do the Gemara. So again, we're trying to figure out how do you get a circle that the minimum requirement, Rabbi Yochanan says, is 24 amos circumference. That's a huge sukkah. So what's the biggest one that we have is Rebbe. Rebbe says it's 4 by 4 amos. 4 by 4 amos, but if you use pi times 3, is a circumference of 12. That's the biggest. So how do you get to 24? So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Hani mili bi'igula. When do we say that it's 1 to 3? That's only by a circle. 1 to 3, but here we're trying to use Rebbe, which is talking about a square. Avo b'ribuya b'yitvei. But for a square to make a circle's measurements into a square's, you need more. The square is bigger. You have the corners. So the Gemara says, okay, how much bigger? How much bigger do you go? Michti, kama ruba yoser ala eagle. How much bigger is the square from the circle? Revia, it's a quarter more. So it's a quarter more after you add it. So b'shitza, we would call a third. So add of 12. Let's say the circumference is 12. So add on a quarter, which is we say is a third, 4 more. So make it 16. It's still nowhere near 24. Michti, right? He says b'shitza sagi. So 16 is all you get. So it's still stuck. So we keep going up a little bit more, trying to get it close. So the Gemara now says, okay, no, there's a way out also. Hani, mili, when do all the measurements that we've said up until now, and why it's smaller is when you have be'igul denafik migo rivua, when you're trying to measure and you have the circle inside the square. And that's when it is smaller. But we're trying to get a larger circle. Avol ribua denafik migoi gula bayitvei. But if you have the circle outside the square and you include the entire area of that circle, it's even bigger. Mishem morshed the karnasa. Because of the corners, the protrusion of the corners. And therefore, it's even bigger. So now the Gemara can say, okay, how much bigger? Let's figure it out. So michti, let's see. If you have, again, the square inside the circle, and you're trying to get the area of the circle. So how much bigger is it? If we could figure out that diagonal of that square, that's also the diameter of the circle. So that's what we have to figure out now. And then we'll be able to know the circumference of the circle. once we know the diameter, which is the diagonal of that square inside the circle. So what is it? So michti. So the next mathematical formula that we have. Kol amsa beribua, every side of a square inside that circle. Kol amsa beribua. Amsa v'tshrei chumsha ba'alachzona. It's 1.4, 1 2/5, 1.4 the diagonal. So the measurement of the side of a square to the diagonal in there is 1.4. So if the side is 1, the diagonal is going to be 1.4. So now let's do Rebbe. Remember, each side is 4. That's the biggest shear that we have. So if each side is 4, what's 4 times 1.4? 5.6. So 5.6 is going to be the diagonal in that square. 5.6 is the diagonal. 5.6 is also the diameter in the circle. So again, how do you get the circumference? That's pi times 3. 5.6 times 3, 16.8. 16.8. That's the circumference. B'shiv sarnachi chumsha sagye. You're still short. 17 minus a fifth, meaning 16.8. So it's still nowhere close. Again, we're trying to figure out where you get to 24. We need a circumference of 24. So first we went to 12. Then we went to 16. Now we're up to 16.8. That's as far as we're going to get, as we'll see. So it's still no good. So where I said, lo duck. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't so medactic. He said 24, but he was just rounding up from 16.8. Where I says, come on. Amar to Amrina lo duck porta. When do we say that you don't have to be so medactic? That's when you're a little bit off. Perta, tuva, mi amrina, lo duck. But tuva, if you have 24 to 16.8, that's impossible. So that's why we are still stuck. So, omer le, mar kashisha, braid Rav Chisda, Rav Ashi. Mar kashisha says Rav Ashi, let's change one of our basic assumptions that we've set up until now. What was the first step that we said? Each person takes up an amma. So, no, we're changing that. Mi savris gavra ba'amsa yasiv. Do you think a person takes up an amma space? So therefore your starting point was 24 amos circumference? No, that's not true. Tlasa gavri batarati amsa. No, 3 people could sit in 2 amos. Meaning, every amma is 1.5 people. Every amma is 1.5 people. So now let's work with that. So then, if you have 24 people, 24 people, that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, so it's 16 amos. So now your circumference is 16 amos. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the minimum size circular sukkah is a 16 amos circumference. So now, one second, but didn't we just say, what Rabbi say? 16.8, we did the math. That's what we did up till now. So the Gemara says, let's just read it. Tlasagari atarti amsa yasi. Kami havi lahu shitsar. So it's 16. One second. Anan shivsar nachi chumsha bina. Didn't we just do the math? According to Rebbe, who is the largest sukkah, 16.8. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say 16? So Gemara says, lo duck. So that works. No, it works because that's close enough. He says 16 instead of 16.8. The Gemara says, wait a minute. You could say lo duck, like the Sefer HaChinuch said a few minutes ago. You could say lo duck if you're being a little extra machvir. You can't be a little extra mako. The Gemara says, Amr to Amrinan lo duck lechumra. You could say the Rabbanan were medactic and they added on a little bit. Lechumra. Lekula mi Amrinan lo duck. Rabbi Yochanan can't be a little bit mako. If he owes like Rebbe, who says that the minimum circle sukkah is 16.8, so he can't say 16. Because that's lakula, you could have an even smaller sukkah. So the Gemara says, okay, final answer. Amar le Rav Asi le Rav Ashi, la'olam gavra ba'amsa yasef. Go back to what we said earlier. Really, a person, it takes up an amma, like we said before. But what changes? You're not measuring the circumference of the people sitting on the edge of the circle. Rabbi Yochanan really means if you have 24 people sitting in a circle, the circle inside of the area where they're sitting, not on the area of where they're sitting. So it's a smaller circle. La'olam gavra ba'amsa yasiv. V'Rabbi Yochanan makam gavri lo kachashiv. Rabbi Yochanan is not talking about the area of where the people are, that people are on the circle. No. It's talking about inside where people are. So kama havi lahu, how big is that? Timnei Srei, that's 18. a circle right inside a circle of people sitting together, 24 people right inside, would be 18 amos. Didn't we say, b'shifts are nachi chum shasagye, didn't we say 16.8 is good enough for Rebbe? Hainu lo delo dox. Rabbi Yochanan went a little bit above. He couldn't say 17 people, he said 16 people, he said 24 people, he couldn't say 23 people, the math wouldn't work out. So 24 people, so it works out to be 18 circumference, really it's 16.8 because he was like, Rebbe, that's okay. So he adds on 1.5. Ulachumra lo dox. So he's not exactly saying, he doesn't say the exact numbers, that is all the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rudy holds like Rebbe. Okay, that's Adkan, the math issues that we had to do today in terms of a little bit more, but in terms of that circumference. One important ha'ara of the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes says that we know that there are shiurim that we've had the past couple of days. How many walls you need? You need 2 and a little or 3 and a little. We've asked you need 2 and a little. 2 plus a tefach. We mentioned on yesterday's daf. Maybe you also need a Suras HaPesach. Maybe you need, if it's in the middle, if it's a mefulash, you need a pas arba, all the different shiurim. How do you translate those wall requirements to a circular sukkah? Right? You don't have sides in a circle. So what would be the minimum, if you have a circular sukkah, ask the Sfas Emes, what would you say about the walls? He has a suffix. Mesupik ani. Bahach sukkah de kivshon. Heich yehei ashir de shtayim kilchasan v'shlishas afilu tefach. How do you measure that? 2 plus a tefach. Kivan de leka savis. There's no corners. Efshar. It could be Ditzarech Lios Mechsa Ha'igol Im Od Tefach Mitzuras HaPesach. Maybe semicircle. Right? Just like if you need a square sukkah, what are you allowed to have? 2 walls plus a little. Meaning half of what you need plus a little. So it says it's by semis, maybe by a circle. You need the semicircle, which is like 2 walls, plus a little bit. Is that what you say? Oh, Afshar, or it's possible that whole halacha doesn't apply by a circle. De inachinami, the besuka kazu, kivan deleka zavis, tsarech lios kula stuma. It has to be entirely enclosed, no kulas. Omeid meruba alaparetz, vitsarech ian. Has he totally closed and omeid meruba alaparetz? Tsarech ian, he does not have an answer to this question. Do you have any kulas when it comes to the walls in a circular sukkah? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch talks about this, Tuf Reish Lamid Dalid. Tuf Reish Lamid Dalid, when the Shulchan Aruch talks about the minimum shear of a sukkah. So, let's read this now. Sukkah, what's the minimum size of a sukkah? 7x7 tvachim. As we've said before, in the place for Rosh Ovaruvo. Sukkah, she'ein ba shiva al shiva. If a sukkah doesn't have the shear for shiva al shiva, which is machzik a person, psula, Ulenin Godel Ein Lashir Lamala. Regarding its the maximum, there's no shear. You could have the sukkah that's a mile long. There's no maximum shear for a sukkah. That is number one. Im hi agula. What about if it's an agula? Sarech sheyehei ba k'dil rabeya shiva al shiva. So this whole daf that we just did is not halacha lamaisa, right? Because we don't paskin like Rebbe anyway, which is the basis for Rebbe Yochanan. We paskin like minimum 7x7. So circular, you have to make it into a square, or use the measurements of a square that is shiva by shiva, 7x7 tefachim. So that is the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Magen Avraham has a chumrah. The Magen Avraham says, if you have a very large sukkah, but it's shaped in an unusual way, and there are certain corners where if you just take that corner in isolation, it's not shiva al shiva. Have a little area of a sukkah, it goes into a corner. Says with the Magen Avraham, you shouldn't sit in that corner. Afilu sukkah gedola harbe, ubemakam echad, yesh karen echad, mashuch lifnim, she'ein bo shiva al shiva. You have one area of your large sukkah that's like a cutoff. It's like a little area. Asur leishev sham, kivan shamakom tsarlo lashevesham. That's the chumrah of the Magen Avraham. That if you have an area of a large sukkah that's not 7x7, you also shouldn't sit there. Aser leishev sham. That's the chumrah of the Magen Avraham. The question is, can you apply that Magen Avraham to a circular sukkah? That chumrah of the Magen Avraham, says the Bikur Yaakov. Bikur Yaakov is the Aruch Laner's commentary on Hilchas Sukkah. Bikur Yaakov is the was the first sefer that the Aruch Laner wrote. That's why he calls it the Bikur Yaakov. So he wrote the Aruch Laner, which we have on many mesechtas, including Sukkah, but published with the Aruch Laner on Sukkah is the Bikur Yaakov, which is his commentary on Hilchas Sukkah. So the Bikur Yaakov says right here, based on the Magen Avraham, L'divrei Magen Avraham, Had Machsharina B'Simin Zeh Sukkah Agula, K'sheyesh L'Rabeya B'Tocha Zayin Al Zayin, Tzorech L'Chavein D'Leishiv Dafka Be'emtsa Amamish. But also makom sheish the rabeya zayin al zayin. The Magen Avraham would say if you're sitting in a minimum sheer circular sukkah, you have to sit in the middle. The minat sad shemeitzar v'holech on a side of a circle, right? It's not right. You're pushed, right? Ebo zayin al zayin v'yesh lo dina keren l'dasa Magen Avraham. That is the chumrah of the Bikur Yaakov based on the chumrah of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says if you have an area in a sukkah that's cornered off, doesn't have 7 on 7, it's a chumrah. So the Bikur Yaakov applies that to a circle as well. Says the Bir Halacha, I don't go that far. I don't think you have to be machmer like that in the circular sukkah. Ula niyaz daiti lo dami zelazeh. You can't compare those two. In a corner of a square sukkah versus the circular sukkah. Disham holech kol ha'igol mi bifnim b'shetach echad. Ve'en l'chalek zeh mi zeh v'kula kasher. A circle is a circle. You don't have any corners in a circle. You go to the side of a circle, that's just like the middle of a circle, says the Bir Halacha. The ain sar lo l'sheva sham klal. The shetach echad hu im haribua. V'lochein lo ishtamit echad menachronim l'chalek bazeh. Ma she'en kein b'in yoneinu. After ein mechitza mafsek has become makom hari minkar shakaren azeh chaluk min asukah hagdola v'tzarlo l'shevis bakaren ahu. By the way, the Magen Avraham's chumra, okay, it's still a chumra, but I can understand that chumra different than the circle. V'lochein machmir Magen Avraham bazeh. That's what the Magen Avraham was machmir in that case, but he does not extend his chumra to our circle. And the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha ends off. He says v'lochein b'prat echa nira sheish lahakel bazeh. And then he says, "Ah, the Birkur Yaakov ends off. Af shel malani libi lahakel leishiv sham kneged das Magen Avraham become neir li shein tzorach lahakpid shelo aniyach shulchan boso karen." You can at least put your table there, even if you're not going to sit there, even on the ikker chumra of the Magen Avraham. V'lo chashina bazeh shem yimashich achar shulchano. You don't have to be worried because even if you are pulled there, most poskim say it's not a problem. It's just the chumra of the Magen Avraham. So this is Magen Avraham, Bikur Yaakov, and Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha relating to the issue of a circular sukkah and a side of the circular sukkah. Do you have to be worried about that? Okay, we continue. So again, this is all not, this whole Amud was not Halacha L'maisa. It was Lahagdol Torah Lahadir, trying to figure out the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. But as Rav Soloveitchik writes and many others write, it doesn't mean that it was Bittul Torah Daraisa. Right, because we don't pass it like this. There's a big difference between the Chefza Shel Torah and the Chovas Gavra. The Chovas Gavra, why we have to do something, might be we don't pass it that way. Might be Durabanan. Only a Chiyah Durabanan. But learning about it is a Chefza Shel Torah Daraisa. Everything has a Chefza Shel Torah. All part of Torah has a Chefza Shel Torah. Right, that's Reb Chaim's Chiddush about saying Birchas HaTorah in the morning. What type of bracha is Birchas HaTorah? Right, so Pashas Rov Mefarshim say, oh, the Chakira is Birchas HaMitzvah versus a Birchas Shevach V'Hodah. Birchas HaMitzvah, is it a Birchas HaMitzvah that before you do a mitzvah you have to do it, or is it Shevach V'Hodah? Right, that's the, not, and many nafkaminas. Are you allowed to learn, what happens if you learn before you make Birchas HaTorah? Right, many, what if you're saying Psukim, not B'Torah's Talmud Torah? What if I get up and I'm saying Slichas in the morning? Do I have to say Birchas HaTorah before I say Slichas? So I'm saying parts of Torah, but I'm not saying it as Talmud Torah. I'm saying it as Tefillah. So do I have to say Birchas HaTorah before I say Psukim? So again, these are all nafkaminas. If it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, maybe not. What if I just think about learning? Right, that's the Vilna Gaon's Chumra. You have to say Birchas HaTorah before thinking, Hirhor, against the Shulchan Aruch. So this is all a general Chakira. The Stipler and a couple of other minority Rishon Achronim say, maybe it's a Birchas HaNehenin. Is a bracha on pleasure. As we mentioned in the past, various sources, that Talmud Torah is different than all other mitzvahs. Talmud Torah has a pleasure as an inherent part of it. Mitzvahs lehendos nitznu when it comes to Talmud Torah. So that's why it's a bracha zanadin. Okay. Reb Chaim says it's a unique type of Shevach V'Hodah. It's a bracha on Chefza Shel Torah.
when I come in contact with the Dvar Hashem, any Dvar Hashem, whether I paskin like it, and if I don't paskin that way, even if it's Shitas Beis Shammai, I need to make a bracha. And that's why he explains why women have to say brachas haTorah. Even though they per se don't have the chiv of Talmud Torah lishma, they have a chiv to learn all that, all the mitzvahs that are shayach to them, the Rama writes in Yoredeya, but, says Reb Chaim, they have to make brachas haTorah too, because they come in contact with Chepsa Shel Torah. So again, everything we've done today is Chepsa Shel Torah, even if we might not paskin like Rabbi Yochanan based on Rebbe. Fine. Second to last line. Rabbanan de Kesari va'amri ladani de Kesari. So the Rabbanan or the judges of Kesari, they just add on, they have some other measurements and equations. Amri, they said, igulu denafik migori bua riva. That we said before. That we said on top. When you have a circle that is inside a square, how much more area do you have to add on? Riva, you add on an extra quarter. Okay, that's what we said before. But then they have another equation. Ribua denafik migui gola, turning over. If you have the circle that is in a square that's inside the circle, how much do you have to add on to the area of the circle? Palga, half of the perimeter, half of the perimeter of the square. So if you have a square perimeter, which is 16, you have to add on 8, which is half of that, and make it 24. But the Gemara says, that's not right. Velohi, tachachazina delohavi kuliha. You see, it's not so much bigger. A circle outside a square, you don't add on half, right? That's too big. So it's a question exactly what they were based on, but that is just a couple of equations that they had. Okay, next Gemara. Amar Rabbi Levi Mishum Rabbi Meir. Back to Inyone Sukkah Halacha L'maisa. Shtei Sukkah Shel Yotzrim. If somebody has two sukkahs of Yotzrim, potters, people who work in pottery. So he has an inner room, an inner tent, and an outer tent. The inner tent is where he lives, where he has his bed, and he has his food, and the outer tent is where he has his wares, and where he works, and people come in, and that's his showroom. So, shtei yot sukkah shel yotzrim, zu lifnim mizu, hapnimis ein sukkah. The inner one is not a sukkah. Why can't you use it for a sukkah? Why can't you use the inner one for a sukkah? We'll see in a second. The chayev is b'mezuzah, and it's chayev in mezuzah, because you live there. If you live there, you're it's chayev in mezuzah. V'hachitzona sukkah, the outer one can be used as a sukkah, u'paturim in a mezuzah, but it's not chayiv in mezuzah. The outer one is part of a mezuzah because it's a very inconsequential, insignificant room. It's paturim in a sukkah, nobody lives there. So you happen to work there, but it's paturim min ha mezuzah. Right? Because it's not a dira, it's made to go in and out. Rashi says, the last couple of skinny lines. She'ena asuye elo latseis v'lavo derech sham, u'lachnis sham tagarim, it's made to go in and out. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. It's made to go in and out, so why isn't it chayav in mezuzah? We'll get back to the sukkah part in a minute. Why? Why is it part of a mezuzah? Tevi chitzona kebeis shar haprimis v'tis chayav in mezuzah. We know a gatehouse that you just walk through. If there's a tzuras haPesach, if there's a doorway, you need a mezuzah on that doorway because it's a pathway to what's inside. So here, you want to say the outer room is not significant? Because it's not made a ladira font, but it's still a pathway to go to what's inside. The Gemara says, Mishum de lo kavia. No, the inner one itself is also not so significant. It's a tent. It's where the potter lives. So it's so insignificant. So you're right. It itself is going to be strong enough to get a mezuzah, but it's not going to be strong enough to create and be mechayev its base shar in mezuzah because it itself is not significant enough. So that is the halacha, according to the, in the Gemara. What about sukkah? What about the sukkah element? Why isn't there a chiv in, why can't you use the inner one for a sukkah? So Rashi has a chiddush here. Rashi says, because you live there the whole year. You live there the whole year. So it's not nikar that it's l'shem sukkah. Rashi says, "Delo minkara milsa, delashem sukkah hu darba." It's not nikar that you're living there for sukkahs. To kol yamos hashana dayer hasam. Wow, there's a requirement that you can't build your sukkah in the same place that you're all the whole year. Sounds like a chumra d'rabbanan. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. Lo minka ramilsa. Right, it's not clear. You need a dira nikeres. You need to have an area that's clearly just for sukkahs. If you look in the language of the Ritva, right here, the Ritva says, Ain a sukkah, why? De avdala dira vahavile kabayis. Ve'ika mishum ta'asev lo min ha'asui. So he's already getting it into the world of daraisis. It's already made. Meaning you live there. Right? We're going to have this later on. You have to build your sukkah. You can't have it made memela. Tasa v'lomenasi. When you build it, it has to be the chefsa shel sukkah. So the Ritva said, this is not. You already made it to live in. You didn't make it to be a sukkah. Wow. So the Ritva compares, puts it on a Daraisa level. The Pashas is, like Rashi says, Durabanan. If you look, though, there's another Rashi. There's a Rashi in a couple of blot from now, and Daf Yudaladam and Aleph, where Rashi says the same idea, similar to the Ritva, though, on a Daraisa level. There, Rashi says, there the context is, using very wide boards for Schach. How wide could Schach be? How wide? You could use wood. But how, what if you have very wide boards? So when does that leave the world of Schach and go to the world of roof? So Rashi said, there, without getting into the details there, Rashi says, once it's too wide, puzzle, the sukkah amarachmana, velo beso shall call yamos hashana. So that's already a drasha, Rashi is quoting. Yudal and Aleph. So why over there does it sound like it's a problem on a Daraisa level, where here it's a problem only on a Darabana level? Says Rav Salvechik in the Rishima Shirim. Here, he says, over there it's a problem with the sukkah structure. That's why it's a problem even on a Daraisa level. If you have very wide boards for your schach, so that could be a problem. It looks like a house. And it looks like a house, even on a Daraisa level. That's a bias. That's not a sukkah. That's why it could be a problem even on a Daraisa level. Here, it has to do with the way people use it. It's a sukkah. If you wouldn't live here the whole year, it would be a good, the structure is fine. The only problem is you're living there. That's the difference. He says, "Kan besukas ayotzrim ain't suras aschach shal bayish shal kol yamos hashana suras chach shal sukahi elisha hagavra darba kol hashana kula." That's why it's a problem only midrabanan. But over there, when you have very wide boards used for your roof, mochiach bitsuraso sheish kan chefsa shal bayis to kol yamos hashana vasuka psula midaraisa. That could be the difference between the two Rashi's. The Aruch HaShulchan says. Right, some people out there might be thinking, wait a minute, what if you have a retractable roof and you're in your dining room that you're there the whole year? Is that a problem? Dires kol hashana. So is that a problem that we have to be nervous about? So the post can discuss. No, the post can say no, because the second you put a new roof on, that's a new, different dira. It's a different dira. Right? You don't have your regular roof on, so you've changed this whole room. If you put the schach on. Therefore, even though you're sitting in your same living room, it is not a problem. The Aruch HaShulchan even alludes to this. He says, "Vida." This is the Aruch HaShulchan Hilchos Mezuzah in Reish Pei Vav Chav Zayin. Daha de sukkah peturah min sukkah peturah min mezuzah zeo besukkah sharak besukkah yoshim ba below b'chol hashana. Aval besukkah shelanu haasuyim becheder shedarim b'chol hashana. Right, we make our sukkahs in the room we live the whole year. He says, "Ubesukkahs notlim hagag umesachachinosa." Right, I don't think he didn't have the electrical retractable roofs in Novartik, but he has some type of substitute. Nireshe gam besukkahs chayevus b'mezuzah sharei kolpanim midira kavua l'kol hashana kuno kein yearly. He's talking about it from a mezuzah perspective, like your dining room, your whatever room. Some people have the retractable roofs, so that's going to be chayev. Even though it's a sukkah, it's going to be chayev in mezuzah. It's a serious room, even though we usually paskin that a sukkah is not chayv and mezuzah. It's a diras arai, but this is a serious sukkah. You live there the whole year. So it's going to be chayv and mezuzah, but it's also going to be okay for sukkah. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan, we continue. Here we go. Ganbach. Sukkahs of Ganbach. What's Ganbach? Sukkahs Goyim, a sukkah that a non-Jew builds. Sukkahs Nashim, women. Sukkahs Behema, a sukkah that, what? So Pashas, you would say, that's built for animals. But the Rav Yosef Engel says, well, if you want to parallel it to all the other ones, a sukkah that a monkey built, that animals built. Sukkahs behema. Okay, either way. Sukkahs kusim, sukkah of kusim, sukkah mikol makob, kshera. All of these are kosher. You do not need a bar chiyuva, pashtus, to build it. The pashtus is that these were built. Rashi says, ha'asuyala durba. So according to Rashi, it's not clear. It could be that Rashi is saying that it's built for these people. Not by these people. Goyim, Nashim, Behema, and Kusim. Either way, it could also, we'll see what it means according to other Rishonim. Ubilvad shedei musuchach eskil chasa. As long as it was misuchach, the schach were put on properly, it is kosher. What does that mean? Maikil chasa. Amar av chizda v'usha asa letzel sukkah. That's the requirement for schach. The schach has to be put up for shade. It does not have to be put up for the mitzvah of sukkah. That we'll see better on tomorrow's daf. But it has to be put up for shade. So as long as it was put up for shade, even if it was put up for people who aren't obligated in sukkah, or maybe even if it was put up by people who are not obligated, it's kosher. Mikol makom masuyei mai. So what does it mean, the last line? Not only ganbach, but mikol makom, all cases. Lasuyei mai. Lasuyei sukkah is rakbash. It's to include these other four sukkahs. What are those? The Tanur Rabbanan. Sukkahs rakbash, sukkahs roim, shepherds who make a shack outside in the field, sukkahs kayotzim, people who watch the drying fruit, sukkahs bergenin, we had bergenin earlier, right? Bergenin, the huts that people also sit in the field. The bergenin, the shomrei ha'ir, Rashi says. Sukkahs shomrei peros, sukkah people who watch fruit. All of those, sukkahs mikol makom kshera, those are also kasher. Obavacha de musachachas kilchasa, as we said, as long as it's misuchach properly. My kilchasa, amarev chizda v'ushasa letzel sukkah, as long as it's created for shade. Mikol makom lasuyemai, what does its mikol makom mean? Each brisa includes something else. Lasuye sukkahs ganbach. So each brisa says its own ganbach or rakbash, and that includes the other one. So Gemara just ends off by saying, why does each Tana feel that the other one is a Chiddush? Hi Tana de Ganbach, Alimale Ganbach. Why does the one that says Ganbach, the first one, say that? Mishum, why are those more obviously kosher? And then you include the other ones. Mishum to Kiviye, because those are more serious structures. So those for sure you could use for sukkah. The katana, mikol makom, lasuye rakbash, and then we include the other four, delo kaviye, which are very flimsy structures. You might have thought those can't be used. Kamashbon, they can be used. The high tana, the rakbash, alimale rakbash, and the second braisa says the opposite. Rakbash are more obviously kosher. Alimale rakbash, why? Debnei chiyuva ninu. Because those are at least bnei chiyuva. Those have, are right, they're Jew, male Jews. Vitana mikol makom. So you gan bach talab nei chiyuva ninu, because they are not included, they are not built for or by bnei chiyuva. This last Gemara is crucial for Tosfos. Which Tosfos? Tosfos in Gittin. All the Achronim discuss this Tosfos right here. Gittin Mehmeh Beis quotes Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara says that women should not, right, are not allowed to write stam. Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzos kol sheyeshna b'kshira yeshna b'ksiva ukshartam uchsavtam. That's why women do not, can't be a soferet. Can't be a soferet. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam extends this. Rabbeinu Tam says, mikan am Rabbeinu Tam, gittin memeyam abeis, de'ein isha ogedes lulav, v'oset tzitzis. Women shouldn't put on tzitzis. Kiva delo mifkida, because they're not commanded. That's Rabbeinu Tam shita. No, the women also, just like stam, so to lulav, and so to tzitzis. Says Tosfos, ve'einira, I argue on Rabbeinu Tam. I don't think that's true. Daha mi de paslinan, if since we only embrace tcheles, the Gemara only passels a non-Jew for putting on tzitzis. Mashma de isha kshera, number one. V'yamrina nami, and also, Tosfos there quotes, sukkas ganbach kshera, beperakama de sukkah, right? Sukkas ganbach is kasher. So you see Ganbach is kosher. You see what's nun, nashim. So they could build a sukkah. So you're going to tell me there's a difference between lulav and tzitzis versus a sukkah? Right? Tosfos does not think there's a difference. V'davka b'sefer Torah tefillin mezuzah d'chziv ukshadim uchsavtam dashin and hachi. So what is Rabbeinu Tam going to have to answer? There is a difference. There's a difference between lulav and tzitzis, where women are psulos, versus sukkah. Rav Soloveitchik's lashon is, well, it depends where you're going to have to create a chalos lishma. Where you're going to have to create a chalos by tzitzis, right? I'm doing this lishma. So if it's lishma, that's why it's required for tzitzis. Women are excluded. Mashen came by sukkah. You don't require a seal lishma by sukkah. So that's why it's okay. But he ends up by saying, tzarachian, lulav. Right? Rabbeinu Tam apostles a woman from doing lulav doesn't need lishma either. So it's tzarachian. Tzarachian on Rabbeinu Tam. And is he just giving examples? Would he say sukkah? If he says sukkah also, then it would be a contradiction with our Gemara. So he doesn't say sukkah, so you have to come up with some other answer about lulav and sissis versus sukkah. Lamaisa, the poskim say, the Aruch Laner and others say that you should try to build a sukkah yourself. Obviously, building the sukkah is a hechsher mitzvah. Then we quote it. Maybe we'll quote it again tomorrow. Hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'Torah. It's a hechsher mitzvah that is written in the Torah. So yes, bidi evan, all these cases are kosher. But lechadchila mitzvah bo yosrei b'shlucho, and one should try to build the sukkah themselves with bar chiyuvim. But again, to have a katan, to have an isha, to have all of these other people b'di'eved, it is all kosher. But again, lamaisa, we should try to do it ourselves. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's we'll continue tomorrow with sukkah yishana and chal shem shemayim ala sukkah. But Hashem, that'll all be on tomorrow's daf.